Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I'm Republican.
Thank you. In this November's election, which way are you most likely to vote? One, for Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running for the other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates if they are better?
Yes, a mix.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years, in your opinion. It is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
No, that some candidates should go. No, all Republicans are doing a good job.
Okay. All right. So you will say that there should be a change, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Abortion rights, gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, property taxes, healthcare costs, funding for public schools and teachers' pay, violent crime.
There are a bunch of those, but they are very important, right? Can I pick one more than one?
You can, right now, just one.
Well, right now, the main issue is the border.
The border.
The immigration, illegal immigration through the border.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue, like the second most important?
Gun violence, gun control.
Gun control, okay. All right. Okay. Next, mark your opinion of each is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What I will do is that I will read a list of names, and I will need you to let me know your opinion about this person in the categories that I just read to you. First name on the list is Mark LaHood. Is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable for him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next name, Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
What was the option again, sorry?
Kamala Harris. The options are very... sorry, my bad. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Well, she would be, like, somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Ken Paxton.
Somewhat favorable.
Next name, Laurel Jordan Swift.
Not familiar with that one.
Okay.
So, not it's familiar.
Okay. Joe Biden.
He's out of the picture. So, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Steve Allison.
Somewhat favorable.
And Colleen Alvarez.
Colleen. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote if you had to choose today?
Colin.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas a state representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
LaHood.
Okay, thank you. Next, here are some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. First, Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Then we have Lauren Jordan Swift, the Democrat. Is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community, a former Republican herself. Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
LaHood.
Thank you. These statements are about American culture. I will read two of them, and I will need you to let me know to which one you agree the most. Statement one, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI.
I'm sorry. Can you start again? My dog did something there and distracted me.
Don't worry. It's okay. So I was explaining, I will read two different statements about American culture. And at the end, I will need you from you to tell me to which one you agree with the most. Statement one, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI. Teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Statement two, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. To which one do you agree the most?
The second.
Thank you. All right. Now, it's the same exercise. I will read two statements. I will need you at the end to which one you agree the most. This is about values and freedoms. Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Statement two. I agree with those who support Texas Republicans' law protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. To which statement do you agree the most?
The second one.
Thank you. Which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? One, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Statement two, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. To which statement do you agree the most?
The first one.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Yes, of course. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn lives by banning abortions?
Yes, I agree with that.
Thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Read your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate or somewhat strong reason or weak reason. Okay, the first statement. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. This is for you a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat strong reason to vote against her, or a weak reason to vote against?
A weak reason.
Thank you. Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious disease and viruses. So for you, a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat strong reason to vote against, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities. Would you say it's a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat strong reason to vote against, or a weak reason?
I think that that's a distorted fact. So that would be a weak reason.
Okay, thank you. LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda that's funding public education and restricting personal freedoms. So for you, is this a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat a strong reason to vote against, or a weak reason to vote against?
Somewhat. Or a reason to vote against.
Okay, thank you very much. Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. So for you, it is a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat, or a weak reason?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. So for you, is a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat, or weak reason to vote against?
Yes, it's a strong reason to vote against her.
Okay, thank you. Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat, or a weak reason?
It's a somewhat reason to vote against him.
Thank you. Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Would you say it's a very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against?
A somewhat reason.
Thank you. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Would you consider this a very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against?
It's a somewhat reason.
Thank you. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at a risk of being made illegal in Texas. So, for you, it's very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
That's a somewhat or a reason to vote against.
Okay, thank you very much. LaHood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even the state Republicans' leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. For you, is a very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against?
That's a strong reason.
Thank you. Little Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. For you, is a very strong reason to vote against, somewhat strong, or a weak reason?
Just a somewhat reason.
Thank you. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Is this a very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against?
No, that's a strong reason.
Thank you. Okay. Next question.
Are we
after, not yet, but we are very close. If I'm not wrong, I think that we just, we have a couple of questions on the go, but from those, just one will be a long one and the rest will be short ones. So after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative Steve Allison in the primary, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Loto Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Noodle thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one and another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. So for you, is this very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's positive.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
Thank you. Loto believes the best way to prevent mass shooting is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Would you consider these very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Loto Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now. To reduce the cost of home ownership, she will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
Thank you. As the Republican in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insurance, a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers. Lottle Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
Thanks. In the legislature, Lottle Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
Thank you. Lottle Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. This is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's negative.
Okay, thank you. In the legislature, Lotto will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That is neutral.
Okay, thank you. Lottle Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Would you say this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
Thank you. Okay, having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Lottle Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with LaHood.
Thank you very much. All right, we are now in the last questions. These are for statistical purposes. So what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
No, 55 to 60, whatever.
64. Don't worry. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Hispanic, Puerto Rican.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Twitter.
No.
No. Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes, I use Peacock, whatever streaming, Hulu, and whatever.
Okay, thank you. YouTube TV.
YouTube TV? Yes, I use YouTube.
Okay. TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Well, Fox. Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. And Facebook?
No, I don't use Facebook much.
Okay. All right. Well, perfect. With that, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation.
Yay! And survive. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks to you very much. Bye.